Out on the phone now to Republican Representative John Walsh. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Cheryl?
And of Livonia, I clarify that. I'm doing very well. As with my last guest, a representative, it's fast and furious at the Capitol these days.
It is indeed. We have had a very, very productive 6 months, and we're in our last week before we break to spend some time back in our districts over the summer. And we're going to do probably about another 30 bills tomorrow. We moved a number of bills today, and I expect that we'll wrap up sometime around this time tomorrow.
Well, and again, I appreciate your time given the constraints that we have. Wanted to talk to you about a bipartisan package of bills aimed at clearing up confusion at the Medical Marijuana Act. That's a tall order, sir.
It really is. What I've discovered since becoming chair of the Judiciary Committee earlier this year is that there isn't a stakeholder happy with the way that the medical marijuana laws are being enforced, or, in fact, in some cases, the absolute ambiguity in them. You've got municipalities struggling with zoning issues, doctors who want to follow the law but unsure how to do so. You have patients that are legitimate patients, uncertain of their status under the law, and police agencies across the state uncertain as well as to when they should find somebody committing some crime under this very ambiguous law. So what we've done is identified every concern that we could and then mixed them into an 8-bill package to address as many concerns as possible. They've all been introduced. Actually, they were all put into the system today. And we'll begin public hearings on those in September. Between now and September, though, we'll be taking in some input from the various stakeholders so that we can have the bills refined and ready for public hearing in the fall.
And I'm sorry, I stepped on you just a little bit. I apologize for that. One of the things, I think a lot of folks agree that what has happened with the Medical Marijuana Act is not what the intention was or not what the people of the state of Michigan intended for it to be. We might be able to get some agreement on that point. The doctor-patient relationship is a big part of this. In some information you sent out, I was stunned to see that only 55 doctors have certified about 45,000 people.
Right.
That's a shocking number. And clearly, I can't imagine all the doctors are seeing all these patients, and that's part of the problem.
Well, that's exactly it. We have been told by prosecutors across the state that there are doctors, some of these 55 doctors, that are taking Internet applications, Internet opportunities to interview a patient, and then declaring the medical necessity for a medical marijuana certificate. So that we need to address. I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. This has become, for some, a simple business opportunity. There are plenty of doctors that are doing the right thing. There are plenty of patients that are deserving of this under the law. But I think this statistic that you just cited is just one example of how it's run amok.
Absolutely. What are some of the other highlights of this package of bipartisan bills?
We want to give the municipalities the right to zone like they would with every other activity in their municipalities. They're trying to zone carefully to protect the interests of the patients as well as their citizens, but they're being challenged by a variety of groups, mostly representing medical marijuana users, but in some cases the ACLU. What we want to do is just give them the legislative background, the state-level background, or backup to help enforce their local zoning rules with regard to these. For instance, you know, when you mentioned it may not be a law that people, they may have supported it, but it's not coming out the way they expected. No one expected that there would be several pot houses in a row on a single street. If you drive down Michigan Avenue, you'll see storefronts one after another for medical marijuana. That isn't what people had in mind when they passed this law.
Well, and you're correct, and there are folks who are saying that part of this package of bills could put an end to doctors profiting from backdoor legalization of marijuana, and that's basically what we're talking about here.
In some cases, yes. I you know, that I would think is what's occurring, and that's what we're trying to stop. We do not want to stop. We have no interest in stopping a person with a legitimate medical issue, and we're trying to tighten up the laws to protect them as well as everybody else that's involved. The fact of the matter is we have a problem on our hands.
Do you think that this package of bills, as it's been looked at so carefully, can close some of these loopholes that folks are finding out there? I mean, this is, as you mentioned, city councils struggle with this. The legislature struggles. There's a judge in Midland who just said that marijuana is illegal because of federal law. I mean, there's so many gray areas here. Can this be cleared up with these bills?
I think that it can, and I don't think any of us would put the time into it, nor would we be getting the input from all the stakeholders if they didn't think that we could do a good job with it. They're mostly definitional issues, and if we can apply correct definitional issues, couple those with sentencing guidelines, if you break the definitional issue, if you break the law, then our police agencies know better which pot-growing facility is legitimate and which one is not, and therefore they can proceed more carefully. Legitimate operations are safe. Those that are illegitimate, we hope to put them out of business.
Well, we'll follow this as it goes along. I've had a lot of guests on talking about this subject, so I appreciate the efforts you're making in this bipartisan effort to clear this up. There are a lot of folks that would thank you for that, sir. Again, I appreciate your time this evening because I know it was short to give us your perspective and fill us in on these bills. Thank you.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
I thank you very much. I have a good day tomorrow with those 30 or so bills and look forward to talking with you again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.